Welcome to the podcast. Here we explore ambition, well-being, and impact, and we dive deep under the surface level tactics so that you can build a freedom-focused business on your terms. Hi, I'm your host, Annalise Warne, an agency CEO, business strategist, and coach, as well as a wife and homeschooling, traveling mama of four little ones. Stay tuned for conversations with inspirational business leaders, as well as practical marketing and leadership strategies that you can action right away. So let's get into it. Oh, welcome back. Welcome back to the show. I am so excited to bring you part three of our automation series. We have been talking about how we can automate our marketing, including lead generation in part one, nurture in part two, and today we are diving into sales. Now, this is my favorite part of automation, because when I nailed this piece in my marketing agency, it totally changed the game. It totally changed the game for us. What it meant was that we got clients in quicker. We got paid when we wanted to be paid. And it took so much time off our plate onboarding our clients, our high ticket, high touch clients into the business. And so that is what we're going to talk about today. Now, of course, in order to move people into the sales part of our sequence that we're talking about and to automate that process, we have to be asking for the sale. Now, I see so many people missing this part. We love to post on social media and feel like we're being productive, but we don't like to tell people how they can work with us. So many women specifically I see really struggle with asking for the sale. Perhaps it's a worth issue, perhaps it's a pricing issue, or it's not being confident in the services. Whatever the case, you're in business. And so you're not going to make any money in your business. You're not going to have a business if you don't sell. So ideally, every single month in your business, you have something that you are selling, some sort of promotion, some sort of offer, something that you're going to talk about. Now, that might be a masterclass or a webinar kind of model. It might be like a boot camp. It might be just a straight, this is what I'm selling, here, go and buy it. Ideally, you have a whole marketing campaign around this, not just, you know, one Instagram post or selling in stories or something like that. Hopefully you have planned it out a little bit. You've got some strategy, you've got the funnels and everything ready to go. And that is kind of what we're going to dive in today. A marketing funnel is just pure magic when it comes to scaling your business. And unfortunately, funnels have a bit of a bad rap, being like, you know, full on bro marketing, having that, you know, kind of cutthroat, icky, salesy, gross kind of feeling. And it doesn't have to feel like that. It doesn't have to be that way. We want sales pages that inspire action based on offers that are heart-centered, offers that are built around solving a significant problem, a real problem, not a made-up problem for our clients. And the way that we're going to get to the sale is by, through that authenticity and through speaking to where our clients are at right now and showing them with integrity that we can move them from where they are to where they want to be. That is the beauty of business, is that it is an exchange of value. You have something that that person wants to make their life and business better, easier, happier, whatever the case. In some way, our businesses all make people's lives better in some way, whether that's in small ways or big ways, whether that's related to their business growth, it doesn't matter. It's all leading back to making their lives better, easier, happier. Even if what you're doing is helping them grow their business and making more money, again, that money is going to contribute to that fulfillment, ways that they can use that in their lives. So this needs to shine through. Our offer has to be heart-centered and has to be in integrity, has to be authentic, has to be something that actually solves a real problem. And when you're coming from that space of wanting to serve, when you're coming from that space of wanting to help make someone's life better, then the messaging that we write on our sales pages should be like that person talking to that person that is there and right in front of us. A lot of us, myself included, can get into like marketing speak copywriting language where it, when you read it back, you're like, oh my gosh, I would never say that to someone's face. I'm still guilty of that like 6 years in. So the trick here is to read the copy out loud. And if you wouldn't say that to your last client or the last prospect that you have or your ideal client, like actually imagining them, if you wouldn't say it to them at a party, probably we need to just tweak the language a bit and get rid of some of the ick. Now, that doesn't mean that we're not going to sell, even if we have to refine. All good writers refine their work, every single one. No one goes totally, you know, no one publishes anything of value, of merit, based on the crappy first draft. So allow the crappy first draft, because that's how you get to the better stuff. Anyway, I've got off topic for the automation because I got on a little tangent, but that's okay. So we need to ask for the sale. We're going to have sales pages that inspire inspiration. Okay. Inspire action. So make sure you have on your calendar when you're going to sell. Now, maybe this is all automated. Maybe you have, similar to what I do, is that you have, for example, a masterclass that you have a running ads for. People opt in for that. They watch it. They get an automated sequence of emails inviting them to buy the product, the offer that you're selling at the end of the masterclass. Then they can buy. It's fully hands off. They can buy it online. They get access online. They can book calls with you, or maybe it's totally hands off. There's nothing. You can have the whole process automated. So most people know how to do that. A lot of people struggle with actually making it happen and getting the sale because it's so hands off, and because people are more discerning than ever when they're buying online products. The evergreen model is more difficult to sell than it was, say, 2-3 years ago, 2020, 2021. So that's fine, because when you have things automated, when you build your funnel online, you have all of the data. So you know exactly where in your funnel things are breaking down. You'll know if it's the ad that isn't getting people to register. You'll know if it's the set, if it's the registration page that's not getting people to register. If they're registering, you'll know if it's the email sequence or whatever it is in between that is getting them to not getting them to show up enough. You'll know if it's the actual masterclass itself, if people drop off or if people don't buy. The same goes with the email sequence afterwards. You'll know if the problem is with there, if people aren't opening the email or people aren't buying. So that's what's great about online funnels, is that we can just tinker with the right piece. And often it's a few pieces down that conveyor belt. But we start with the first one, going, great, okay, we need great ads. All right, fine, the ads are working, the sales page isn't. What do we tweak on there? And this is what marketers do. It's not that marketers have a crystal ball and know what works. It doesn't matter if they've worked with a client identical to you. You are unique and your product and service is unique. And so they're going to be going through this exact same process. They're going to do it faster because they have experience and they know what to look for. But that's what marketers do, is they go down the line on your funnel and tinker under the hood with the pieces that they know aren't meeting the stats. So if you're not sure on any of that, if you have some sort of funnel but you're not sure what end is broken, send me a message. Maybe we can jump on a call and I can let you know exactly where in that process things are going wrong. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, then feel free to book a call with me and we can talk about strategy and developing something that is automated for you. But that's actually not the best part of the automation funnel. Yes, if you have something that is fully hands-off, then automation is beautiful. You can scale it in that way and set and forget once you've kind of tinkered under the hood and you've got it working. But my favorite part is when we can onboard people for a high touch product in a way that is really seamless, and I don't even know the right word for it. It just makes it, it's really pretty. It's really pretty. It's really flowy. And what the process is normally they will opt into purchasing. They will sign a contract online on, so Freesio, our online system. You can do all of this within it. There are other products that you can use to kind of, you know, duct tape things together. I don't know any other software that does contracts and payments and forms and calendars all in one, but Freesio does. If you would like a free 10-day trial of that, send me a message on Instagram, send me an email. You'll see all of the links in the show notes. So my favorite part in the automation of sales process is when they can sign the contract online, that automatically redirects them to payment. So it might be a setup payment, it might be their monthly fee, whatever it is that you've set up for them. Once they've paid, they get automatically redirected to fill out the onboarding form. Now, for us inside our agency, this is pretty in-depth, and it includes things like, you know, getting access to different platforms and hooking them up with LastPass and what they can do, what we can do with branding and what we can't, and what their budget is and competitors and all of that. So it's quite a big onboarding form. We don't make them fill out every single field. And some fields are optional, and it's there that they fill out whatever they can, especially because we work with tradies. A lot of our new clients that we work with haven't done digital marketing before or had someone totally manage the process. And so they're not sure of a lot of the questions that we're asking. So once they fill out that onboarding form, that automatically redirects them to book their first call. And once they've booked a call on the calendar, for coaching clients, they get access to any content after then. Now, the great thing about this is that what happens is they feel really looked after. They feel like they've got this beautiful white glove service, but you haven't had to do anything. You haven't spent any time with the client walking them through this because they've just been guided through this online system. Now, what happens is they get an email as soon as they sign the contract that spells out the steps for them. So if at any point they don't have enough time to fill out the sequence, or they get disconnected, or, you know, whatever the case, they can go back to the email and pick up where they left off and say, fill out the form or book the call. And the system knows if they haven't completed the journey and will continue to remind them. So say after 24 hours or 12 hours, they haven't signed the contract, or they haven't, maybe they will have already done that as step one, but if they hadn't filled out the onboarding form, it will remind them, and it will remind you so that you can reach out. And the great thing about what we do is that on our first call, we go through that onboarding form and fill in any gaps. But again, we've got a bit of a head start, and the payment happens when they sign the contract. This was such a sticking point for us and our business, because they'd say yes, they'd sign the contract, and then it would be like 3 weeks until they paid. And because they didn't pay, you know, because maybe they had sent it off for an invoice, or, you know, whoever didn't pay it, we never started work until the payment was made. And so if that was delayed, then with our monthly recurring revenue or fee that we'd set for them, we then miss out on weeks of that. And so all up, we were missing out on months of payments, because if every client is, you know, 2-3 weeks behind, that really culminates in significant, especially when they're spending thousands of dollars a month. It was such a great hole to be able to plug in the business when you get payment for a marketing agency service. When you want to get paid, you can start work, you can really manage that production funnel effectively. So that is just two of the ways, so the automated webinar funnel automation where they get access and this agency sales onboarding funnel, they're just two of the ways that you can automate sales. With our mastermind, we do really similar to the agency model. They sign the contract, they pay, they fill out an onboarding form. Obviously, that looks different, but they still book their call and they get access to the content. And so those are my two favorite formulas for automating sales. And you don't need to spend thousands of dollars on different software. You don't have to have thousands of software. You don't have to spend hours actually doing this each time and going, oh, okay, now I'm following up with this and now I'm doing that. You can automate all of it. The great thing about FreeCO is all of these templates are already built in for you. So that's already done. You just swap out our form for your form. You swap out your contract for our contract. So if you would like to know more about that, you can have a look at freeceo.tech. It's freeceo.tech, T-E-C-H. All right. Well, that is it for our automation series. I hope you have enjoyed learning about lead generation and nurturing and sales from an automation perspective. Of course, there's lots of other ways to do those things, but if you're looking for a way to scale your business, to claim back your time, to save money, to reduce your team expenses, and then automation is such a powerful way to do that. This is how we can really leverage ourselves and claim back time on our schedule so that we can do the things that we can't automate, so that we can get in front of the camera, so that we can go on podcasts, so that we can build relationship, that we can spend more time getting our clients great results, so that we can, you know, deep dive into content and write that book, whatever it is that you want to do as the CEO of your business. Whatever we can automate, we want to do that. Before we automate, we really want to make sure that we're deleting anything that doesn't need doing, and that after we've automated, we want to delegate out anything else that we cannot automate. So if you need assistance with any of that, developing that business structure in a way that gives you a family-friendly business model that you can scale, that you can work part-time and spend time with your family, that actually works for you and your goals and where you want to be without sacrificing on your income, without sacrificing your health, without sacrificing time with your family, then book a call and let's create a strategy for you, a simplified strategy that aligns with all of those things. You can book a call with me at annalisewarne.com/consult. The link is in the show notes. And that's it. I will see you on the next one. Thanks so much. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Two things before you go. If you have loved this episode, please grab your phone to subscribe and review the show. And if you are ready to make a power move in your business, book a free strategy call with me, and you will walk away with a 3-step action plan and a new fire in your belly. Book your call at annalisewarne.com/consult. The link is in the show notes. Have a fabulous week.